Hello, benevolent viewers, and our most hearty welcome to Cinema Scene on Supreme Master Television. On this most jubilant occasion of the Lunar New Year, we have selected three tender-hearted films to share with you, your families, and all your loved ones. Lunar New Year is a significant festival for several Asian cultures. During this time, people are grateful for the past year's attainment and pray for a better year to come. Most importantly, it is a time of family reunion where sons and daughters return home and rejoice in the spring festival together with their parents. The three lovely movies that we will feature today are Three Guys of the Pig Year, Barefoot Kibong, and CJ7. Our first movie, Three Guys of the Pig Year, originally in Olaxese or Vietnamese and directed by Mie Khan, is a movie about three young men's journey in rediscovering the true essence of love. Family is one of the most peaceful and the safest places for everyone and the most valuable part of one's life. People also find happiness with a partner to share their lives. Thus, boys and girls grow up and build their own loving family. While it is commonly the case that young people wish to find love and partake of married life, the three men of Three Guys of the Pig Year seem to have different ideas. The three main characters are played by Tri Quang, Quốc Cường, and Thái Hòa. At the age of 36, the three accomplished young men still hesitate to get married. Huang's standards are too high, and he has yet to find Miss Wright to spend the rest of his life with. And his friend Hao has many girlfriends but doesn't have a true love. Hien, who has lost his faith in love and doesn't trust women, also refuses to step into the world of marriage. Through several humorous turns of events, viewers are invited to join the three men through their journeys.
Chỉ cần xuất hiện cô nàng độc thân, nhan sắc trên trung bình thôi, thì mảng truyền miệng của bọn con trai tụi em lan nhanh lắm. Rồi cộng với sức tấn công thần tốc của bọn con trai độc thân lẫn đã có vợ, đố em nào qua nổi hai quý.
Ủa, qua nổi hai quý là sao?
Thì mới 6 tháng đầu năm đã hoàn thành kế hoạch của cả năm. Tức là em gái phải theo chàng về dinh, chấm dứt cuộc đời độc thân, có khi còn lãi cả thằng của con nữa chứ.
Hèn chi, công ty mình thần tốc vũ bảo như vậy, còn đâu cho em trai chị mà kiếm với tiền.
This also resembles the situation that many young people are experiencing in modern times. They are busy with their daily activities, trying to advance in their careers, thinking about new adventures, and therefore, they forget to cultivate the love for themselves, for their parents, and families. Through the ups and downs in their lives, will the three men rediscover the deep meaning of love? Will they become more optimistic about love through their life experiences? This is a sweet film for the whole family to enjoy. The music and songs in the film are part of its uplifting atmosphere. Please enjoy the delightful melody as we take a short intermission and be right back with two other films for the Lunar New Year occasion. You're watching Cinema Scene on Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Cinema Scene. On Lunar New Year, aside from people's own celebrations with their families, gifts are also prepared for friends, colleagues, and employees. Through the gift exchanging process, the most important and most valuable thing each receives is the thoughts and sincere wishes from the giver. Our next movie, Barefoot Kibong, is a Korean film which touchingly illustrates this concept. Based on a true story, Barefoot Kibong was Kwon Soo-kyung's directorial debut. The main character, Om Kibong, is a 42-year-old man who has an innocent mind of an 8-year-old boy. Kibong likes to run instead of walking. On top of all things, Kibong loves his mother more than anything in the world.
Kibong아, 비 오는 거야?
네. 엄마, 비 와, 비. 얼른 와, 얼른.
To earn a living and support his aged mother, the pure-hearted Kibong works for the people in his village. Even though he is not a man with riches, there is always a big smile on his face as he is very happy and contented with life.
Kibong아, 넌 인생이 그렇게 즐겁냐?
네!
One day, Kibong overhears the doctor telling his mother that she cannot digest food very well due to her teeth. Luckily, Kibong then discovers the existence of dentures and wishes to give his mother a set, even though it is very expensive. Mr. Peck, the village head, proudly suggests Kibong enter the national half-marathon race. Upon accepting this advice, Kibong is overjoyed, thinking that he would be able to give the gift to his mother if he wins the race. Having this mission in his heart, Kibong trains very hard for the race, even though the doctor told him he should not race because his heart is weak. The village people also try to stop Kibong from entering the race, but he keeps running as he is determined to win the marathon so that he could help his mother.
거치죠. 쫙쫙 찢어. 쫙쫙.
And the love in Kibong's heart set him free from all physical and mental disabilities to complete the last run? This touching film about family love will be a joyous gift to all during the family reunion on the Lunar New Year. The bond between Kibong and his mother is a moving example for all to treasure our loved ones even more. Our last movie is a blockbuster favorite of 2008, led by the talented Hong Kong director Stephen Chow, winner of Hong Kong Film Awards and BAFTA nominee. CJ7 is a heartwarming story showing the sincere and unwavering love of a parent for his child. Dickie lives with his single dedicated father, T, played by Stephen Chow himself, in an old apartment. T is humble and kind at heart. He works as much and as hard as he can to enable his son to attend an elite private school, wishing for his son the education he never had. In spite of all the hardships they have to endure, Dickie is friendly and learns from his father well. His father is full of truth, goodness, and strong morals, believing that no matter who we are, rich or poor, we must conduct ourselves with honesty and compassion to others and be a useful person to society. Dickie's teacher, Miss Yuan, is a supportive friend to him and his father. At one point, Dickie wishes to have the latest toy that his father cannot afford. Wishing to fulfill his son's wish, T finds a mysterious green ball. He offers it to his son as a gift coming from the heart, not from the pocket. This ball, which is actually a being from outer space, turns into the most adorable creature, CJ7, to ever grace the screen. CJ7 sets into motion a chain of amusing events involving the cutest of alien friends who can fix just about anything, surpassing the laws of this world. This family movie brings to viewers the reality of hardship, but at the same time, the treasure of love and friendship that transcend all material wealth in the world.
What is that thing anyway?
Watch. CJ, sit.
That's so cool. Can it do anything else?
CJ, cheery. Angry.
Sad.
See a pretty girl? Car gets stolen? Won the lottery.
Go to jail.
Go crazy.
How outrageous!
Look at there!
Whoa! Fantastic! Hey! Where on earth did you find this thing?
Yeah, I want one too!
Some things, though extending beyond the physical possibilities of this world, nevertheless do exist, and in this case, it is in the form of a lovable, intelligent alien by the name of CJ7. Starring Stephen Chow as T, Zhao Xu as Dicky, Kitty Zhang Yugi as Miss Yuan, Chi Cheng Lam as Boss, Lei Huang as Johnny, and Yong Hua Han as Maggie. CJ7 is another pleasing family film for the festive Lunar New Year. Reflecting the tradition of family reunion in this important holiday, the film warmly reminds us to always treasure every chance we have to love and respect our parents for all their devotion and sacrifice. The three films we have presented today all have the theme of growing love. The film Three Guys of the Pig Year invites viewers to rediscover love amidst the ups and downs of life. Barefoot Kibong brings out the message that love is the strongest motivation, power, and support behind any accomplishment. And CJ7 reveals the unconditional love and kinship of a parent for his child, reminding us that the parent's presence is a miracle itself. May delightful movies such as these bring us much encouragement to always cherish our loved ones as celestial treasures. Thank you for joining us on Cinema Scene. Coming up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television. Wishing you and your family heaven's abundant blessings.